Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your hosts, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
Well, there's a sign upon your door.
Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
For everybody.
Hey, guys.
Bad news
back.
For kayaking.
And, Tim, I sure appreciate all that information. You are a big guy with a lot of information in you. Anyway, moving right along here in the Gone Fishing Show. Tim, you have a big outing coming this weekend?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we have our Heroes in the Water at Mill Cove. So if you plan, this is your forewarning. If you're planning on fishing Mill Cove Sunday morning, my suggestion is that you launch
somewhere else when
the gates open at 5:30. Yeah. Or face, you know, roughly 55 kayaks in the water. So,
well, and you can fish Mill Cove and just go launch over at
Lions Club.
You can even the Arlington boat ramp. I mean, there's close to other ramps.
And
that
we
you
got
can
to
get
take
to.
In consideration 9 a.m. is low tide out there, and that you can get caught up. It's a lot of spaces. I mean,
And that one of Linnea's spots that she.
I mean,
didn't you sit on the mud out there for a little bit?
No, not in Mill Cove.
Not Mill Cove?
Not in Mill Cove.
Oh, okay.
No, Hannah. Saying. Hannah, yes, I did. Hannah is brutal. It's got, if you launch in the road.
All it takes is a little bit of wind.
Yeah. There is that one that has that big flat, and everyone doesn't realize it unless you see it at low tide. And when the tide goes out and it decides to go out quickly, you are.
And you don't get out and try to push off.
No, you sink.
Yeah, you sink. It's real thick. You're, at that point, save face and
I
just pedal. A couple miles back.
Yeah, the number of times
ramp.
I've driven by there and seen, like, canoes that, just sitting in the middle of the mud pile.
That deal that we had in Georgia, that cold. When me and Ron Collins went out and told you we almost got lost and got stuck out there in the wind.
Yeah.
We got hung up on the mud for a while. And, I mean, I was sitting there trying to do the, what do you call it?
I call it the boot scoop, man.
The boot scoop.
Get the booty going.
Get out of there, man. That's all you could do.
I did the whole, I pulled two kayaks out of there with my son and myself.
What was that park?
That was brutal.
Crooked River State Park. That's a beautiful park, too.
Yeah, yeah. Man, it was cold that weekend, boy. Good gracious.
No, the water was cold.
Good,
the water was cold.
Now, you're not doing a banquet this year. You're doing a camp out.
Yeah, so I don't want to offend anybody, but we get a lot of people that show up at our banquet that we never see for any of our events.
All year, yeah.
And that's great, but... You know, we want the banquet, you know, we want to celebrate the veterans that have come out and that we've made relationships with, you know, throughout the year. So this year, after last year's, I won't call it debacle because last year was awesome, but...
I thought it was a great banquet. Yeah.
A lot of people were, you know, I heard some chirping going on, and I didn't like what I was hearing. So I said, you know what? When we first started this, we had a Veterans Day event, and the Veterans Day event we had was basically a picnic and a kayaking event. I said, you know what? We're going back to that this year. So we're dropping the whole banquet, we're dropping the whole giving the raffle prizes away, and we've had an awesome relationship with the Forestry Service and their Operation Outdoor Freedom the last couple years. We do a camping trip in the spring with them in Sebastian Inlet State Park. Well, they have a huge piece of property in Central Florida that has freshwater ponds/lakes on them. And these cabins. And so we're going to
How awesome is that?
So we're going to have our Veterans Day weekend event this year in Central Florida at the Forestry's. I forget what the name of it. I think it's Camp Pride or something like that is what it's called. Or I forget what it's called. But we're going there and we're going to – so we're just going to do that. And
I think it's great.
You know,
last Saturday
he came into the shop. And I think you know who I'm talking about. I've gone out with him a couple of times out at Palm Valley. He's got a service dog with him.
Ken DeLong.
Ken, yeah. He came in, but he was he looked like he had cleaned himself up a little bit. He shaved or did something, but I didn't recognize him right off.
He got a new barber.
Yeah, and so he came into shop and Manscaped. Made a purchase or something, and then I recognized. I said, "Well, where's my buddy? Where's my?" He says, "He's out in the truck."
Yeah,
nice. And I went out and played with the dog. Oh, that's a cool dog. I mean, rides on that kayak like that's his home.
Oh yeah,
you know?
I love it.
Yeah, no, that's
a, is it a? It's not a husky. It's a
no,
husky.
It's a field. Yeah, that's a husky, husky dog. But yeah. He used to ride with him on a. I forget what the other kayak was that he had, but he got these new Field and Streams or whatever, and that dog much more suitable for the dog now. Yeah.
Nice.
But you know, that's the other thing people don't understand is that our events are for the family, and if you have service animals,
right?
You know, we have life jackets for dogs, believe right? It or not.
Do you? What do you like your favorite ones? I'm looking to get a life jacket for
we have,
my youngster.
I'll tell you what they are. Okay. The ones that we have are the ones that we looked at were the Onyx. For us, we're better.
I've got an Onyx.
They're not Onyx. They may be MTIs.
Okay.
But they're awesome because it has the carry handle, too.
Well, that's what I want. Yeah, I mean, because if you're going to try to reach over and, you know, hoof a dog out of the water.
Yeah, not happening. It has a carry handle. You need a carry handle.
Yeah, so. You got to, you know, you need something to grab a hold of because a dog's going to scream if you grab him like that.
So.
That's great. Okay.
Hey, I may not wear my life jacket all the time, but I know that darn dog is going to need one just in case he goes in. I want to be able to get to him before something else does.
I haven't seen a dog not be able to swim yet.
No, but you know how kicking that current can be.
Oh yeah.
And I really don't want to put him in a bad spot and not be able to, you know, get tired too fast. Yeah. So. I'm an animal lover. What can I say?
Oh, Terry wants our little dog to go with her, and I.
What you got?
A little dog.
Well, then get him a
can't
little
be any littler than my dog.
Give him a life jacket.
I got this little 2.5-pound devil of a chihuahua at the house.
No, oh, this is a same thing Keith has. What?
A little Yorkie.
Yorkies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, a mop without a handle.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a yapper, too.
Oh, Rick will
break
are.
That door by the shop.
He'll
say, Keith, Joe, y'all watch my dog for a little while. Bring that dog
in. It's a dirty mop.
Oh, Keith, I hope you heard that. A mop without a handle.
That was pretty awesome.
Hey, he's bad as Joe is about cats. He's got four of them.
I know. He's kind of the crazy cat man now.
Yeah. And Keith, he's got four of those Yorkies.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's the crazy dog
Keith's
person.
Keith's got eight cats.
Oh, dear Lord.
I got five.
Oh Lord!
Between the cats and the Yorkies, we've got it pretty well covered.
I just got news too that my boy Mikey, which is a Maine Coon.
I didn't know you got a Maine Coon.
Yeah, in the fourth to fifth year, he could be anywhere between 30 and 40 pounds.
Oh yeah, they're huge.
He's 19 pounds now.
They're bobcat size.
2 years old, 19 pounds.
Do we eat him?
No. I'm starting to say, yeah.
I mean, that's the eating size right there, 35-40 pounds.
904-296-2692. 904-296-2692. You're listening to the Cat Show. Yeah. I mean, the Gone Fishing Show.
Thank God.
On 904-296-2692.
102.3. Pull your gut in, Joe.
I ain't got no gut. That's my belly. Y'all stand by. We're right back.
How well maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on the water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com. To save $50 off a one-year Towboat U.S. membership, call 904-249-4422 and mention Gone Fishing.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709.
and receive $50 off your first service call.
Heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? Then there's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. It's 757-1600, a big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp, 757-1600. There's nothing worse than pulling your boat down the road and your trailer gives way. That's why you need to call Jim Pritchard at the Fat Cat Trailer Store. Jim's been providing trailer repairs for over 20 years. Welding, bearing replacement, parts, and custom-made axles are all right here at Fat Cat Trailer. Your boat belongs in the water, not in the median. Call Jim at Fat Cat Trailer, 247-1727. That's 247-1727. Fat Cat Trailer Service, near the Beach Boulevard Boat Ramp at 211 20th Street North, Jacks Beach.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Hey, the red light's on, guys. Come on,
red
come
light's
out.
On. We're back.
Hey,
that wasn't him.
What was that? Him?
We're looking.
Oh, okay. All right. We're just checking out some of
him.
The famous kayakers in the area, and boy, there's some nice fish being caught out of the kayaks. Yes, sir. All right.
Where's the flounder at?
In the water.
I knew that was coming.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to know? Hey, yeah. I will tell you this. If you're, you know, everybody always asks, how do I catch flounder? And I will tell you this. This is the fastest, easiest way that you can catch flounder. They're in the water, of course, but they're always looking for ambush points. But if you're not throwing in an area where you're getting hung up, then you're not throwing in the right spot. If you're throwing in something that's completely flat, smooth, no bumps, no oyster shells to it, no rocks to it or whatever, you're in the wrong spot. You may catch a flounder here and there, but those are the ones that are just moving from spot to spot. They're going to lay behind those rocks, behind those bends, the edge of those oyster bars, the edge of those sandbars. They're going to lay behind all that stuff, and they're going to ambush when things come around. And that's where you need to be. And if you're not in that area, yeah, you might catch one or two here and there, but you're not going to limit out.
Example being Fort George, underneath the bridge, hang a right, work that grass line right on. There's a lot of oysters on there.
Yeah, along the grass line.
That's
you can
a
work
good
there.
Spot.
You can work right around the fort. You know, it's they're everywhere. There's no stacking up at this point yet. The water's still really warm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't seen like a major, you know, like I said, I've only been back out in the water for four weeks, and in that 4 weeks time, the water's been pretty consistent.
80 degrees, yeah.
It's been pretty consistent. I mean, it was bath water in a couple places I was at, and I couldn't believe it. And you know, because I'm talking a mud flat that completely empties, and then when the water comes all the way back in, it's, you know, it's fresh ocean water, and it's still really warm. I mean, that's the problem with, you know, this Florence. You know, everybody's talking about, you know, the damage and all that. It's a hurricane that formed in cold water that's literally just stalling out in warm water. And it's just building on itself right now. And we're kind of experiencing that here right now. So, you know, I think, you know, you find those areas like that, and you can find a flounder.
And I think we're going to have some offshore winds for a while here because it's coming out of the west now.
You could not believe how calm the ocean was this morning.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Calm before the storm is what they always say. It'll lay slick. I mean, you look at that storm. That storm had 25 to 44 foot waves.
Yeah,
and we're looking at off the beach here. What, 3 to 5, Rick? 4 to 6?
No,
I
would say two to four tops.
Well, okay.
You know, they get carried away because as soon as they see the water break here, sometimes.
Yeah. You're only looking.
I've seen I've watched a few videos. I've seen a few sets coming in that look.
Yeah, it's 2 to 4. That's all you got right now.
Uh-huh. They're way overhead. Got twos on them, but
yeah. Got a ton of mullet, ton of finger mullet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
God, the finger mullet
you could catch a flounder on artificials, but man, I'm telling you right now, with all the food in the water, you better be using what's in the water.
Are people actually counting 50 out?
I mean,
well, I mean,
of course not. Not unless the Marine Patrol comes by. And
right, and they're probably not even then. They're just people don't. People are unaware of that. I mean, you know, it's like weak fish, yellow mouse, you know, yellow trout, whatever. What's the limit? Well, in Duval County, there is no limit. Mm-hmm. There's a size limit. I believe the minimum size they have to be is 12 inches, but you can keep 100 pounds.
Yeah.
Like I don't carry a scale on my boat. I don't carry a scale on my boat that I'm actually measuring out the weight. I mean, I do. I do have a weight on my kayak with my bogus, but
what's the law in Nassau County?
So in Nassau County, I think it's it falls into the trout category. So it has its own size limit. So what, it's just one
yellowmouth trout.
Yeah, but it has a size limit. It has a range that can be between certain size, and that's it. And it's different throughout the state. You go down the south, get further down south, then they actually have a bag limit.
See, the yellowmouth trout is one of the, and I fished that somehow or another intermingled in with another fish, and it's not, it's now kind of a,
it's like a trout and a sand perch got happy.
There you go. Thank you.
That's all I'm going to say. Because it's got the scales of a sand perch.
That was bumping
ugly. It's got the face and the body of a speckled trout.
It's yeah. Thank you, Tim. Yeah, you got me out of that one.
That was bumping ugly.
I'm just saying they got happy somewhere along the line. It's like that one that you always see, that Doberman and that Dachshund.
Right.
It's like, what happened there?
How'd that work out?
It's not a pure breed.
That's
anymore.
Like I was saying, my cats. Mikey's a Maine Coon, but the sister doesn't have the characteristics, and the mama was a short hair, so it can't be a purebred Maine Coon.
Right.
Can't be.
Everybody asked me, what do I work with? And I just keep saying it's Joe.
Yeah.
Anyway. Linnea's trying to take pictures to figure out what she's got over there across from
her. She's taking pictures of me.
That's it, and then laughing.
You hear that, Steve?
Yeah.
He's got
no problem.
I just threw up in my mouth.
He's got nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
All right, Linnea,
I
now,
agree with that.
Joe asked you a question. You said you've been out on the boat mostly. Mm-hmm. You and Steve been fishing any tournaments lately, or is there any coming up here?
We got one this weekend for FLA.
FLA is?
Florida Lure Anglers.
Which is the local boat club.
Local boat club.
They still have their meetings at St. Nicholas. Yeah, Mudville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep,
St. Nicholas. I haven't heard that.
Still join and play in the tournament this weekend. It's the very first one of the season, and I had a lot of fun. I mean, that was just
who's
really,
running the show this year?
Who's the head of the?
Yeah,
I have no clue. I was only in it for half.
I know our girl had it for a while.
Yeah, I could hook you up.
Seems
with
like
real
she
quick,
got or, married and
Allison.
And Allison, yeah.
I don't remember who's in charge. They changed the. Change hands just a little bit, but not too much shuffling went around with the new board and all that.
But
you can still look them up on either Facebook or the internet, and you can still, you know, join, download the paperwork, join and enter the first tournament here. I believe Safe Flight is at 6:50. You want to be there about 6:20 if you need to enter still, and let them know you're fishing. They'll give you a boat number and read you the rules real quick, but it's pretty simple.
I tell you, that used to be the best thing in the world for a newbie. They used to have monthly meetings. I heard.
Yeah, they did. They still do. I believe so.
And the person that won the tournament the previous month is supposed to be the speaker and, you know, talk about how they won it, mm-hmm. and what they used and so on. If you're a newbie to fishing in this area, or you're just brand new to fishing, and you own a boat, there's not a better club or organization to.
Phenomenal. They have a phenomenal group of fishermen that fish in that group.
I want to tell you what. Some of the guys have been there since I began, and they know their stuff.
Yes,
and
they do.
Great
artificial. They're very good. They're great artificial. So, I mean, you'll learn something regardless of what you decide to fish, because they will teach you.
They have
it.
Open division too, right?
Yes, they do.
For bait chunkers,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Right?
And
I remember that.
And then I fished half the tournaments. I finished top three in lady anglers. They have junior anglers. They have a really nice little banquet and awards at the end of the year. And I was like, oh okay. So.
We got a call?
Yeah, your brother's on the telephone. Taylor,
how
you doing?
Car Wash Extreme is on there.
Hey, Taylor.
Hola.
Take yourself off mute.
Taylor.
Hey.
No Taylor.
No Taylor. Okay.
Taylor doesn't want to play.
There is a God.
Hello.
What's up?
Nope. Now he's gone.
He's gone.
He's gone.
Like I said, there is a God.
The telephone hung up. Okay. Anyway,
he might be calling back.
It might be him.
I'll see the light.
But the club is a great thing to learn. They used to have times that they would actually take out new people and show them different areas and so on.
And it's a family event. So, you don't have to be super experienced in it. You want to learn about it. The guys are really open to talking to you about what they do, where they fish.
Okay.
You know, how they fish.
Taylor, you there?
Yeah, I'm here now. Can you hear me? I didn't push any buttons.
Okay, you're already.
That was the problem.
You didn't push my buttons?
Okay, let's go. Come on, Taylor. Here you go, buddy.
I got a question for you. You know, like when the reds, when you get these flood tides and storm-related, these come in. But what about whenever you have these hurricanes? Do a lot of the fish come in? Because I've seen some videos in North Carolina where those coastal floodings, a whole town got flooded right there. Do a lot of fish come in?
Yes, they do. It's very interesting you brought that up. If you were watching the Weather Channel last night, there was one area that showed that the dolphin were smart enough to come in because the other fish, the bait fish that they were chasing, had come in right against the seawall, and there were the dolphins, and they're chasing the bait fish. So, yes, evidently the fish do realize that there's a storm. They do realize they have to move and go to different areas.
I think a lot of it's stupidity, too.
And
it's like, oh, look, new area. And then they start wandering. And then they start wandering, you know, because, I mean, that's what reds do when they creep in the grass.
Exactly.
Because they know where the snails come from. They know where those crabs come
from. They swim and look for food, and that's all they do.
And you know, they hear that constant, you know, in the grass, and they're like, okay, oh, wait, look, I can swim over there now.
See, that Tim's stating your problem, Joe. Curiosity killed the cat.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right, Taylor, so to answer your question, we do believe that the fish do move around according to the storm.
But I don't think you can catch them, can you?
I mean, if you want to sit there in the middle of the storm with a hook and line, knock yourself out.
Hey, I got a couple YouTube videos where I went out there in a hurricane.
And the point is?
So I wouldn't be afraid of doing it.
Okay, well, all right. Get up to North Carolina. Let me know how it works out for you.
Maybe think twice about the lightning if it's going off.
Oh, it was going off last night.
All right, buddy.
Pray for those people up there, then. I'll talk to y'all later, then.
All right. Bye. Okay, that was Taylor of Taylor's Detailing.
Mm-hmm. Taylor's Mobile Detailing.
Mobile Detailing.
He's not so mobile. He's at some car wash right now, or he has been the last few days, I think.
It's TMD.
Okay. All right. But, yeah, they did have a segment on the fish and the moving of the fish. And they were showing the dolphin, and they're just probably eating up the reds. It's probably what they were eating up. Okay, Jeff.
904-296-2692. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville, Florida. Website is Gone Fishing Show, and no G in fishing. Y'all stand by. We'll return shortly after this quick break. Hold tight.
Are you having issues with your roof? Hi, AJ Davis here. After a strong storm last summer, I noticed the shingles on my roof were no longer on the roof, so I contacted my friend John about SNC Square Contracting, asked him about his experience. He said, go for it. They put on a new roof, and after two hurricanes and several summer storms, all the shingles are where they should be, no leaks. So protect your home. Call SNC Square LLC, Roofing with Integrity, at 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
My name is Amanda, and I am in the Life Builders Recovery Program at City Rescue Mission. I've allowed alcohol to take my career, my family, and my faith from me. I was also sexually abused and became depressed, even suicidal. It was those suicidal thoughts that became my wake-up call. I was referred to CRM by another facility that told me I needed a longer-term recovery program. A God-centered program and the counselors at CRM have given me the freedom and the willingness to open up. I no longer see myself as an alcoholic. I see myself as a child of God. I know that I am worthy of love and that I can do all things through Christ. After graduating from CRM, I want to work in the nonprofit field and be of service to others.
I'm Penny Kiewit, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
$2.59 a month. Payments starting at $2.59 a month with as little as $500 down. Jack's Car Loans has second chance financing, not buy here, pay here junk. Real cars with remaining factory warranty. That's right, payments starting at $2.59 a month with $500 down. JacksCarLoans.com gets it done when others say no. JaxCarLoans.com to get approved today. That's JacksCarLoans.com.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Leave the summertime cooking to the Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, just west of 295. Dine in, drive through, or use Uber Eats. The Original Kronos Gyros, shrimp, fish, oysters, wings, and more. The Original Tunis can cater any occasion. 317-9300. And talk with Z, the owner and founder. Ask him how your church or civic group can use the Original Tunis Restaurant for your next fundraiser. The Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, open 7 days a week. Come meet Z, the founder.
Canterfield in Clay County is now open. This senior living community provides elegant retirement living at its best. Everything at Canterfield is first class, from their luxurious independent villas to their assisted living and memory care apartment homes. Canterfield of Clay County residents are sure to spend carefree, activity-filled days in a pristine environment. Canterfield of Clay County truly is a place you'll be happy to call home. To schedule a personal tour, call 203-6100. That's 203-6100.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, we're just talking about another, talking about another funny situation here and how people just work with each other so well. Okay, we have Rob on line one. Hey, Rob, how you doing, buddy?
Great. How about yourself, Rick?
I'm getting better. I hope you are, too.
It's a familiar voice, ain't it, Tim?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
I hear it in my sleep at night. It's almost a nightmare.
Hey, Rob, it's fun getting older, isn't it?
Oh, man. No, but the alternative... It really sucks.
Yeah, I know. I've tried it out. I didn't like it, so I came back.
Right on.
Nice.
Tim, I'm waiting for your good buddy David from down St. Augustine coming by to pick up his stuff.
Oh, okay.
So you'll have that all tomorrow.
Sweet.
I was going to send him with the other chatterbaits I wanted you to test. But I ain't got skirts on them, so.
Yeah, make sure they're fully dressed. You don't want to take them out naked.
I like naked baits.
me too.
Just saying.
Well, so you're not getting too old, buddy.
Hey. Willing.
Right.
It's sometimes the body is slacking it.
Yeah. Yeah. The cooperation may not be there.
Yeah. The mind is there and the body ain't, baby.
Well, yeah, right. my mind's 29.
Mm-hmm. Mine's 19.
And so.
Yeah, it's too bad our body doesn't. Anytime we really try acting 29, we'll
get out the road game.
like going out playing a softball game and you wake up next morning, you can't get out of bed.
Yeah, right.
One of the reasons I think that kayak fishing for bass is really taking off is because something I found out a couple of years ago, I still haven't done much about it, and that is that 87% or more of anglers in the U.S. fish strictly freshwater.
Really?
Yeah, that was the point I was trying to make a minute ago.
Yeah, it's
more
people.
I've been beating my head against the wall for 15 years selling to the 13% that's left.
Yep.
Hmm. Now, you think about it, Joe. There's lakes in every state of the union.
Yeah,
just about,
yeah, true.
You know?
I know guys who have never fished a lick of freshwater that started this year.
I'd rather start
fishing freshwater because of what the KBF has done.
I'd rather put up with a manatee or a dolphin than a 12-foot gator, you know.
Well, you're fishing the wrong spot then.
I was gonna say you can do that in the salt water if you want.
Yeah, true.
but yeah, no, it's a big number.
Oh yeah, so that's why I've started moving more into freshwater, and I mean lures cross right across because I mean a predatory fish is a predatory fish.
Yes.
They all go after flash, vibration, sound, and scent.
So, 20 years ago when I started fishing saltwater, the first thing that I threw in there was a buzzbait.
Well, that's what I said.
And then I threw in a 9-inch culprit worm, and 6 months later I bought all new gear because my freshwater gear got destroyed by the saltwater.
Hmm.
But it all works.
Everything in your store nowadays, again, comes from freshwater. Topwater plugs, your favorite thing.
Mm-hmm. I love top water.
Right. Oh, the Heddens, Spook Juniors, the One Knockers, the Super Spooks.
Uh huh. They all came. Started out with fresh water.
Yep. I've got one Skitter Walk and one Bone Flash Spook Junior tied on right now.
It was like I was saying, my dad's first hot water was a balsa wood,
mm-hmm.
redhead, white body, yep. two hooks.
Oh, yeah.
That was the original top water plug.
Yeah.
And a redhead and a white body still work.
Oh yeah, it still does. Yep.
Oh yeah,
it does on gotcha plugs too. All like off the pier and stuff.
Oh yeah,
Steve,
your gotcha plugs.
A couple weekends ago, got the back hooks at the whole compartment of the back hooks ripped out of a Skitter Walk redhead white body.
Right,
and it was just demolished. I mean, the sides were scarred like he had drug it through down the freeway and bounced it off the freeway on the asphalt and stuff.
Right,
and through the garbage disposal.
Yep. And it was just, and they were just gone. It just ripped out the whole mounting and everything out the back end of it. It was gone.
Wow.
And he's like, I'm like, holy Toledo, what did you have? And he goes, I'm thinking it might have been a monster snook, but I didn't see it. it hit it, and it was gone.
Yeah. I was trying to think. Somebody was talking about catching a nice snook lately.
They're out there if you know where to find them.
Yep.
Well, Rob, I hope you continue making improvements with your health and how you've been feeling. And
Yep, speedy recovery.
Well, yes, sir.
Wish you a speedy recovery, buddy.
Well, thank you very much, Rick. I appreciate it. Linnea, you need to stop by and see me.
I know. Well, you know how I am. I'm kind of that funky one that only throws a little bit of plastic.
Rob, I can't get her to stop by and see me, ma'am.
You're going to have to start making top waters for me. That's all I can say. I'm a little addicted.
Well, I can hook you up.
Okay.
All right. Rob.
Y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you, too.
Thanks, Rob.
Rob of New Concept Lures. And I know they're inside the valley, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, and they're in the valley.
Strike Zone has them.
Mm-hmm.
Augustine Paddle Sports.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Who's
St. Augustine Paddle Sports.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. He's all over the place.
All right. Okay. There we go.
Have a good show.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Bye.
Okay. Now, Terry uses them. I just don't carry them in the store.
I'm just really not. I mean, yeah, I'll throw a little plastic in little, you know, and I'm just, I have some plastic.
Well, what Terry likes, it's the same thing I think Tim uses a lot of, and it's the no-brainer. Or as Chip Wingard uses a lot of it.
Yeah. I think Chip does.
So, like, when I was taking people out, you know, we'd go out on a kayak charter. I mean, it's a mini-brainer underneath the cork is the best thing in the world.
Right.
So, especially with live bait. Dead bait on the bottom.
No, he's got that wind cork or whatever?
Oh, yeah, the wind cheater. We worked on that for a while.
Is that the big float?
Yeah, well, he has the big one for the tarpon, and then, you know, he has the standard size one, just like all the other ones that are out there. The only difference is that it actually has rattles in the cork.
Right.
So you could do nothing with it and leave it in the water, and with the chop as it's bouncing up and down, it'll sit there. I mean, the cork that I have tied on now has so many chunks missing out of it where the trout and the reds have just annihilated it, and just, you know, because it made noise.
Oh.
Okay, we got somebody on line one. Who is somebody?
Hey, nobody. What are you talking about?
Hey! We recognize that voice.
But
what's up, guys? How y'all doing today?
You got your article in?
No.
No.
Okay, hurry up.
You and about nine others.
Nah, it'll be done today or tomorrow.
Thank you, sir. I knew I could count on you.
I have mine in on Monday.
Okay, I already talked to him. I already slapped him around. He said, yes, sir. I've got him taken care of.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to mess with that no more. You know?
I tried to slap Lynette around, but she beat my butt, so I have to leave her alone.
Man, how much did that cost you?
Well, I know. It was good.
Okay. It was well worth it, whatever it cost you. Right.
Especially since she doesn't write an article. Anyway, moving right along. What you got going on?
Fish are biting a little bit, you know.
That's what we heard.
Got out this week. Me and Don went out. Caught some reds, caught some trout.
Nice.
We were out chasing flounder, and man, I mean, I don't know what it is. I can't get a flounder bite.
Did you go to Fort George, like I said?
Nah, I hadn't been up Fort George.
Okay.
Need to get up, maybe go up around Nassau, go up Nassau Sound, go work those docks or something.
I heard Nassau Sound was really, really producing flounder.
Yeah.
Anywhere from like George. Joe was saying from that Fort George area all the way to Nassau Sound, it's the flounder area right now.
Well, you know, we hit a bunch of spots in the river, and man, I couldn't get on the flounder bite, but we did get some nice reds, some nice trout. I had, you know, had one that was about 21, so
nice.
Good fish.
It was all good. Had a fun time catching them. The bait was up. You know, Sisters area, we started getting back down in the river and wasn't seeing the mullet like we were seeing up there. So, you know.
Yeah, Sisters and Pablo Creek side, both of them are loaded with mullet. Mm-hmm. And the ocean, buddy, all you got to do is put your foot down, you're stuck on a mullet. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we ran into Dunn's a little bit and very little bait in there, but we did get a few fish out of there.
God, I haven't been back in Dunn's in a long time.
Mm.
Okay, Joe, get us out of here.
All right, Jeff, we appreciate it, buddy. I think we'll see you next week. 904-296-2692. That was Jeff Altman. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745.
Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com. Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at RealKeeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give RealKeeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. Real Keeper Realty, your home, your future, our commitment.
Don't throw away that broken reel. Get it repaired by Keith Secor, better known as Keith the Reel Guy. For years, Keith the Reel Guy has saved many a reel from being thrown away. If your reel is in need of repair, just drop it off at Rick's Bait and Tackle in Jacksonville Beach, or you can just give Keith the Reel Guy a call. He's at 904-631-8924. Keith can get your reel repaired at a fair price and in a timely fashion. Call Keith the Reel Guy today and get your favorite reel back on the rod and out of the garbage can. Keith the Reel Guy, 904-631-8924.
Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2016 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2016 fishing season with a new Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Hey, this is our last segment, and I tell you what, guys, we're going to... First of all, we got our anniversary coming up pretty soon, Joe.
What's this, September?
Yeah, October.
October, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, but we'll be
going on our eighth year, I think.
Starting our eighth year of the show. And
It's been that long?
Yeah. I started the show 1 hour, 1 hour show.
Yeah, I remember it was one. Like way back in the day, there was no time whatsoever.
Right. Mm-hmm. On AM.
Yep, we were on AM only. Yep.
I remember you used to spend 45 minutes an hour reading all your sponsors. You hear that page turn every time. Whoosh. Like, man, that's a good thing to have, though, all the sponsors.
I tell you what, we've had some of the sponsors all 8 years.
Yeah,
and, they've been here that long, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've been with us. We have never ran this show, thank God, in the red. We've always had enough sponsors to pay for our airtime.
That's awesome.
And put a penny or two in our pockets every now and then, and that's been great. Well, Tim, the military is very dear to both of our hearts, and this year I didn't do what I usually do, is try to raise you $3,000 to $4,000. I think I've given you a couple hundred. That's about it.
Yeah.
We got another hundred at the store waiting for you. Joe's been selling some T-shirts and so on.
That works.
And so we do have another hundred. So what? Maybe we might get it up to 500 this year, but
anything helps. We appreciate it.
Sitting here listening to you talk, that kind of made me feel bad that you had to replace two kayaks this year. And we're going to see what we can do to help you here. And on the kayaks, I had already talked to one company and said that they had to give a kayak away to your banquet, but you're not having the banquet, so I'll have to get them to give you one kayak just to give it to you.
Sure.
And so anyway, what you do for the military. I'm going to tell you what, you know what I went through, and the doctors told me I had that post-stress syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Right.
From them taking my heart out and sewing the hole up and putting my heart back in and so on. Let me tell you what, guys, after going to a psychiatrist mm-hmm. for two or three visits, you don't know the feeling and the fear in your heart that these military guys go through. I know now.
Yeah.
And it's scary. It is horrible. You don't want to be alone.
Yeah.
If somebody didn't call me and they were supposed to call me, I was cussing them out. I mean, it is the scariest feeling in the world. And it's hard to believe that these guys sit around with bombs and bullets flying by them and everything that they go through in their lives, and they come home and there's nobody there for them except you have a guy like Tim Stoudter who's willing to give up his time and give up his heart to help these guys go through it with his heroes in the water. And Tim, I want you to explain really heroes in the water to our listeners and really the purpose behind it.
So, you know, it's a national organization. There's 82 or 83 some odd chapters throughout the United States and a couple overseas. So it has reached the international stage. And what we do is we provide an environment for, originally it was for wounded disabled veterans, and then it became wounded disabled active duty veterans and active duty military personnel. And then here in the last 3 years, they've taken it one step further because then there was a study done and they realized that, you know, post-traumatic stress is in also a lot of the local first responder jobs that we have, whether it's mm-hmm. EMTs, firefighters, police officers, whatever, you know, first on scene. So we now service a wider range of clients, and I call them clients. And the only reason I do that is because we're providing a service. It doesn't cost them anything. And a lot of them are bottled up. They don't have anyone to talk to because there's no one immediately in their surrounding that has experienced what they've experienced. As Rick said, you know, post-traumatic, I never really quite understood it, you know. And over the last 8 years, I've thought I understood it until it happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And until it happens to you, you know, when we had the accident back in February, it's different. So... But with this, having a group of people that are like-minded and have similar situations, people tend to open up more. You can call it like group psychiatric help if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
But these folks, once they get around other military personnel, they get around other first responders, they tend to not be so bottled up. So the service that we provide is we take them kayak fishing free of charge. The only thing it costs them is the energy to get up in the morning and drive to wherever we're at, meet some new people, go out fishing, go out kayaking, just go out and sleep on the kayak. We don't care. But it puts them in an environment with other individuals that have experienced something that they might have experienced, that they've been bottled up. So, and, you know, at the end of the day, we feed them. And they go home. And hopefully we, you know, I know personally – the work that we've done here in Northeast Florida, that we've saved lives. You know, we've had, as I like to call it, coming to Jesus meetings
mm-hmm.
with individuals, you know, sitting on the bank, sitting on docks, and, you know, they're at their wits end. They're at their last straw.
Now, to 5 hours makes a big difference.
It's a huge difference yeah. because a lot of these folks, when they come back, they honestly don't think they have anyone. And what they don't realize is there is a large group of people just like them sitting around that think that they don't have any. So if we can get the word out, you know, through publications, writing for you guys, coming on the radio like this, which is huge, you know, and then we have national, and that people just hear about us by word of mouth. And we provide a service that puts them all in one area, you know, as many as we can touch, and, you know, things change.
Right, right.
What is it, every 32 minutes a service person commits suicide, or is it every 32
yeah,
seconds?
Yeah, it's something like that, you know, and it's not, the number's not as big as, you know, everybody, I think it's like the 22, you know, die, you know, commit suicide. It's actually not that big. The number's actually smaller than that. When it first started, it was like that, but it's tapered way off because there's mm-hmm. organizations like this. You know, and there's multiple other organizations besides Heroes on the Water that do this. There's a group out in the Midwest, Plain States area that takes them fly fishing. If you've never been fly fishing on some serene river in the no man's land, you know, it's just all about making a difference, and that's what we're here for. We're always open for volunteers, and if you know anyone that's a veteran, active duty, first responder, they're always more than welcome to bring their family, relatives, brother, sister, cousin, uncles.
And real quick, you're having a kids tournament down in Pine Valley Outdoors.
Yeah, so it's Hook the Future on the Kids. It's a Florida program. A couple years ago I started it. I wanted to do nothing but a kids seminar. I partnered with them, and last year we had 49 kids. This year we have 247 wow. registered.
Wow, that's great.
So
that's going to be a crowded dock down there.
Yeah. It's going to be a crowded everything. But we're doing it before the restaurant opens and things like that on the weekend. So we're looking forward to it.
All right, we'll see you next week on the Gone Fishing Show. Good day.
Of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue. Clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. And I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.